The one part of you I haven't seen yet is your Madonna side, I guess. Your hair is blonde, right?
Well, it is now, but it used to be pink back in college.
Pink. Okay, so that was Cyndi Lauper time. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if I can quite picture you doing a Madonna bit on stage, but...
Well, I do sew underwear at my shows.
You do?
they're called... Well, the men's are called boxers and boxer briefs, and they have a ukulele on the leg, and they say size doesn't matter. And then the women's panties, they have a ukulele on the back, and they say, you can't touch this. And I often joke about maybe wearing the underwear outside of my clothing, and that would be my Madonna tribute.
How did you get into selling underwear as part of your income? That's unusual.
Well, my mom, she teaches printmaking at the university. She's a printmaker and has her master's in printmaking, all kinds of prints and using a press. So when I first started doing T-shirts, I decided to keep costs down and print them myself. And as I was printing these T-shirts, I'm thinking like, hey, I can print on anything. So I had Vox socks that said VOX SOX, and I had the T-shirts and the onesies and toddler tees, and I thought underwear would be really funny. And I would just have lyrics on the underwear. And the underwear were behind T-shirts were the best sellers. It was just kind of a fun thing to keep going. It's not a huge money maker because I try to keep the price point low enough with the panties and things so that I want people to wear them. You know, it's just fun.
So I guess you can say that there's a lot of people all over the U.S. who are wearing your underwear.
Yes. And they'll sometimes come to shows and they'll be like, I'm wearing your underwear today.